Podcast.
Almost live.
Everything Digital Podcast.
Saturday, November 20th, 2004, and welcome to the Everything Digital Podcast. Today I'm going to have a guest on the show who is still going by his internet name, and that is Foos2916, who appeared in a previous episode when we played Battlefield 1942 on the air. So, I'm going to have him later on the show, and he is standing by with his microphone off, he'll come on later. So, to start, I have five more of your technology headlines that you may need to know to keep up with the news. So, if I can get my news music going, and my computer's going to be a little slower than usual today because I've got Skype going in the background connecting to Foos2916. So, and let me get my music going here. Alright, just the brief headlines, and there are links to these full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.tk. So, here we go. Number one, Intel has signed a deal with NVIDIA to begin the development of chips for Intel processors. A new website lets users control a rifle on a ranch in Texas from their own homes. Symbian-based cell phones have been targeted with a Trojan horse that kills system applications and replaces their icons with a skull and crossbones icon. Microsoft has launched MSN TV2, a television-based web browser targeted at elderly people. And lastly, Microsoft is warning of multiple patent infringements on the part of Linux. And links to those full stories are in the show notes at everythingdigital.tk. And that is all the news headlines I have for today. So, now moving on. Recently, I got an email from Singular, and I am a Singular subscriber. And they have announced that Singular, and I quote, Singular has joined forces with AT&T Wireless. And the email sported their new logo, which you may have seen. It says it has their new slogan, Raising the Bar, and their logo is half blue and half orange to symbolize the unity between AT&T and Singular. Although, actually, a lot of people think it was a merger. It was actually an acquisition, so Singular bought out AT&T. But now they supposedly have the most complete wireless network in the nation, although I haven't really noticed much improved coverage. And I have noticed the lack of data service recently. I have CSD, which is basically, a lot of people call it dial-up service. It actually uses the phone line to get internet access instead of GPRS, which is the digital. CSD is like the analog internet access from your phone, and GPRS is like the digital. So I was able to get both. If you call Singular up and say you want CSD as a backup, then they'll give you CSD. And CSD is nice because instead of charging you by kilobyte, which can get pretty expensive, it just uses your minutes. And as long as you've got plenty of planned minutes, then you'll be fine. And you should be able to get free internet. So, yeah, I found that tip at howardforums.com, where I'm a member. And I do like that site, so I'd check it out if I were you. It's a mobile phone resource community. And see how to get free internet access on your phone, and stick it to those cell phone companies who want to pay so much, or who want you to pay so much for an internet service that's really pretty cheap for them to provide. So, I believe who's tuning in 16 should be turning on his microphone right about now.
Okay.
Oh, there he is. Hello, Foos.
Hello.
All right. And so do you have anything to say about the Singular joining forces with AT&T?
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute, just hold on for a second.
All right.
No, sorry, my sister was talking to me.
Oh. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Now,
while
I am in studio area, Foos is, I believe, in the middle of his kitchen, so...
yeah, true.
Very, very like the Adam Curry podcast, where family members will come in and out and talk. I'm sure Foos will be interrupted sometime during this show, but let's go ahead. So what are your thoughts on the Singular AT&T issue?
Okay, I have an AT&T phone, and now that Singular just bought it out, as you said, I'm assuming I get rollover now.
I think you do. You get all the Singular stuff.
Okay.
Cause, and I think you may actually lose some of the AT&T stuff. Like, AT&T used to not charge for incoming text messages, but I think those will be charged for now.
But I still get to call Singular users for free now. That's correct, right?
Only if you have mobile-to-mobile minutes or whatever, I think. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, what Foos is here to talk about, though, is not the Singular issue, but our longtime debate about Macs versus Windows computers. And we have probably been arguing, I've been arguing the Mac side, and he's been arguing the Windows side for several years now. So I thought I'd bring him on the air and do a face-off and a fact-off and see what... See how our contrasting views play out. So, what are your thoughts on the comparison between Mac and Windows?
Okay, overall for the Windows side, Windows is much, much cheaper. I think that you said that Macs were lowering their prices, but you can still find Windows for much, much cheaper. And also, most programs are compatible with Windows. Not very many are compatible with Macs.
Okay, I think, well, definitely that's improving. The Mac programs, really, it's sort of a quality over quantity thing, I think. There's a lot of junky Windows out there, but also, Mac becoming more popular, they're not only lowering their prices, but they're improving their market share, and they're getting a lot more customers. And people are realizing that it really is easier on a Mac. And finding all the, I mean, think about the programs that Apple makes for it. I mean, GarageBand, iMovie, all the iLife apps that aren't available for Windows, with the exception of iTunes, of course. And those are real quality programs that that really help improve productivity. And those are only available on a Mac, so it kind of goes both ways, I think.
Well, yes, true, but you have to pay extra for those, or you don't have to pay extra, but you pay it when you buy the Mac computer. Whereas you have the option to buy it when you have a Windows computer, or you can just save your money to buy something else.
Well, I mean, they come built in on the Mac computers, but I guess maybe you could say part of the price of buying a Mac computer is that you've also got to pay for the programs. But I don't really think that's reflecting the price. I think the reason Macs are more expensive is because they're more expensive to make. I mean, partly, yeah, Apple doesn't sell as many, so they have to make more profit on the amount that they sell. But really, I mean, Mac computers are a lot more expensive to make because they're a lot better. They've got a lot more features, a lot more power. I mean, you've got a 3.0 gigahertz Windows, and I've got a 500 megahertz Mac, 4-year-old G3 iBook. And when I was using yours, I really saw a lot of the same things that I see in my computer, where it has it's slow to switch between programs, and sometimes it's slow to exit programs or start them up. And when I go to a store and try out the G5 apples, which are more expensive than the 3.0 gigahertz Windows, the 2.5 gigahertz iMac G5s are considerably more expensive. But really, I mean, we've got to consider that it's not all clock speed. The 64-bit on the G5 definitely helps a lot. I think there's a diagram somewhere on the Apple website where it shows Windows computers sort of, there's all this stuff to be done, and it's all got to squeeze through this tiny space to be done, where Apple computer is sort of open and is able to do a lot more at once.
Oh, well, I thought I heard you saying earlier in the podcast your computer was slowing down.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it's 4 years old. It's a G3. It's 500 megahertz.
Uh-huh. And you think that yours is just as good as mine or something like that?
I saw a lot of the same tendencies, like in slowness. I know when I used Firefox on your computer, that was really, or not Firefox. What do you have? Mozilla?
Yeah, it's Mozilla Firefox. Yeah, that takes up a lot more memory than an Explorer.
Yeah.
But it's much more safer, so
yeah.
That's good.
Well, sounds like Mr. Windows is going against Windows a little bit.
I like Windows computers mostly because of their cheapness. I will not argue the fact that Mac computers have programs that are better.
Yeah. I think, and also, I mean, okay, there's a feature of Mac computers that I've really got to highlight here, because this is the number one improvement over Windows, is Mac computers just make sense. The operating system makes sense. Mac OS X makes sense. You don't have to click on start to shut it down. That's an obvious example. One of my favorite things is you can be in Safari, the web browser, Apple's web browser, and if there's a picture you want to save to your desktop, instead of right-clicking on the picture, save picture as, choosing a file name, choosing a location, all you got to do is drag the picture to your desktop. You click it. I found out today, actually, I didn't know this before, whenever there's a link on a website, you click the link, you can drag it anywhere you want, into your bookmarks bar, into the URL bar, onto your desktop to be saved as an href, or into an iChat or any sort of text-based thing to send to somebody.
I think that's possible on any computer, actually. Let me just try it on mine right now.
Well, I mean, there's probably programs that'll do it for you, but I mean, it's built into the Mac OS. And this kind of ease of use thing, this drag and drop, and also plug and play, where you can basically put any hardware device in, and it really doesn't require setup at all.
Most computers are most products on Windows are like that. Also,
well, the XP did improve a little, but I hate when you plug something in and it goes, "We don't have the drivers for this. Would you like to download the drivers?" I mean, sure, it's convenient. You don't have to like go on the internet, find the URL, find the drivers. It's got it all for you. But still, you got to download them. I mean, it should be built into the OS that it supports all sorts of things that could come in, and the things are the hardware is designed to work with the operating system.
Well, you have to just see at the variety of Windows programs there are. I mean, you can't put every single driver built in onto a Windows program or Windows computer.
Yeah, but you can put a general standard of sort of compliance with hardware devices, like Mac OS X has, and also Mac OS X kind of adapts depending on, you know, what device you plug in, and it's got a lot of built-in stuff too. But also, what's nice about Apple computers and the Mac operating system is they're both made by the same company, Apple Computer. And so they've got the software engineers, the hardware engineers, and the industrial designers all under one roof, so they can all sort of work together and make everything really work. With Windows, you've got Windows, or Microsoft, making the Windows operating system, and then you've got Dell, you've got Compaq, you've got all these individual computer makers that don't really, I mean, they work with Microsoft, but they're not the same company like Apple, so they don't have as much unity.
Well, once again, there's variety here, and you can see that there's competition between all these companies, and that causes them to lower their prices, make new features, and that improves it, and it's more positive for us.
True. But I don't really know if competition's good, because then each company has their individual ideas on how to make their product better. But if they all shared those ideas, then every machine made would have every single one of those ideas. But with each company having individual patents and individual copyrights on their specific products, there isn't an ability to have all those features in one computer.
Yes, that's true. But then, yeah. Once again, there's variety there. And if you combined every single one of them, you can bet that the price would go up considerably.
Yeah. That's what Macs are. I mean, they combine the features and they make great computers, and the price does go up. But I'm willing to pay the higher price for a better computer.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's you, Alan. You're overloaded with cash.
Hardly.
Oh, wait.
But I mean,
everything deal. You are overloaded with cash. No.
All right. Okay. But. Still, I don't feel like I'm being ripped off by Apple, whereas you would if you bought a $2,500 PowerBook. And I feel like the computer's worth that. And really, I mean, I've had my iBook for 4 years, and this wasn't even, this was, I think, the entry-level iBook at that time. And it's still working pretty well. I mean, when I try to do a bunch of audio recording and mix a bunch of, you know, having programs running at the same time and all messing with the audio, or when I try to do video editing and stuff, yeah, it the processor gets a little overloaded, but it's a G3. And I'd be willing to pay, whatever they list the new PowerBook as, because I know that it's going to be a great machine. It's got a G5 processor, and it'll be a laptop, and that'll probably last me 4 years, maybe more. And I think it's that's another thing about Windows. They get outdated pretty quickly, and I think it's worth paying more to have a machine that'll really last.
Yes, that's true. I guess that Mac do last longer than Windows do in terms of outdating and all that, but you can see, you can't see. My computer was less than $1,000. It is a laptop. It's got a 3.0 gigahertz, got 128 megabyte graphics card, 512 RAM. It'll last me a good 2 years, and by then I can buy another $1,000. That's $2,000 for 4 years as opposed to $2,500 for
It's a 32-bit computer.
Well, it'll improve eventually. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's going to take Windows a while to catch up with Mac, but anyway, I think probably I can admit that Windows is definitely better on the business side, but as far as I'm concerned, Apple knows how to make computers better. They've perfected them with the iMac G5. I mean, that is design at its finest. That's incredible to have a machine with that small of a footprint. That's practically a portable desktop, and it's got all the power of a desktop and 64-bit, and it's the ultimate in simplicity, which is totally what Apple is going for. I notice the Windows laptops and everything, it's like they're so crowded. There's all these ridges and buttons on the sides, and you look at an Apple and it's got all the same stuff. I mean, you know, maybe there's, I know yours has a, yours is a Sony, so obviously it's got some form of solid state memory card, an SD card, or a memory stick. And and mine doesn't have that, but there is a USB adapter thing. But I wouldn't use it that much. I don't need it on my computer, and I'd much rather have a clean computer, a clean feel to my computer, so that when I do take it to different places, it's like it's a pleasure to carry it. It's not like this big bulky, messy thing that I'm carrying. And also those stickers. I hate those stickers that they put on the Windows computers on either side of the trackpad. I hate them. I can't stand them. Why would anybody ever want advertisements on a computer that they paid for? I mean, that's how Windows lowers their prices, and they say they're removable, but I don't know. I mean, people leave them on there for so long, and then they build up all this sticky residue on the computer. And it's, I mean, who would want an advertisement on something they just paid several hundred dollars for?
About those advertisements, it's not really advertisements, just expressing the brand of the things inside of it. Has over here, designed for Microsoft's Windows XP. It's got an Intel Inside Pentium 4 sticker. It has a graphics by Radeon sticker.
If I just bought a computer for $1,000, you'd think I'd know what was in the computer, and it wouldn't have to inform me. Pentium 4, you know, whatever graphics card on the computer itself, there could be maybe a printout with it. But it is those companies, I'm sure, pay the whatever the producer of the computer, Sony, I guess, to put those stickers on it before they ship it, because it gets their name recognition out there. It sort of attaches their name to the computer, so instead of just saying Sony Vaio, it says Sony Vaio with a Pentium 4 processor, with an NVIDIA graphics card, with whatever, and all these companies are sort of also putting their name on it, and it's just, they're trying to get their name out there, but it's really, I mean, it's an advertisement for those companies. It's name recognition, but it's still an advertisement.
Okay, well, some people are proud to have these stickers on. Like, if you had a Rolex watch, you would want it to say Rolex. You would want it to say Rolex watch on the back.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, from my point of view, if I had a computer, I wouldn't want it to say Windows on it. But I know you're probably proud of it. But also, I mean, when you've got your hands, when you're typing on the keyboard and you've got your hands resting on either side of the trackpad, isn't it kind of annoying to have a bunch of bits of plastic under your hands? I mean, whenever I do that, I've got this clean, I mean, yeah, it's plastic too. But it doesn't come up, and it's not sticky, and it's not, it doesn't get wrinkles in it. It's just, it's clean. It's the iBook, especially the PowerBook. And the desktops, the Cheese Grater G5s and the iMac G5, they've all got that same clean look, and the way the ports are on the back of the iMac G5, they're all on the left side. It's Apple's made the joke a couple times that that the back of their monitors look better than the front of their competitors' monitors, and I think that's pretty true. Because probably the front of their competitors' monitors are filled with ads, right?
Okay, well, that's another thing with Macs. They do look very, very nice, but someone like me would really want to pay so much extra, or just pay for the better look on your computer. I mean, I care more about the computer itself.
Okay, so... I want a painting of my backyard, and I could either pay $50 for some amateur painter to come paint it, or I could bring a Renaissance painter forward in time and pay a couple $1,000 to have him paint my backyard and have a beautiful painting hanging. I mean, it's the same subject matter. I've still got my backyard documented, but of course, I mean, if I had the chance to bring a Renaissance painter into modern times to paint my backyard for me, of course I'd do it, because that would be an incredible opportunity, and it would. I mean, the look of it is important too. It's not just the subject, and it's nice to look at. I mean, you don't want okay, you could say you wouldn't care if your computer was striped purple and yellow, as long as it had 3.0 gigahertz and you'd pay less for a purple and yellow computer. Well, who wants? I mean, that's not realistic, because you'd bring a purple and yellow computer into a crowd and everyone would laugh at you. But when they see that clean look of the Macs, it's like, wow, now that's a computer.
Okay, yes, I'll admit that. And kind of sounds staticky when you're talking, by the way. Do you hear any static in my voice?
I don't know.
Well, I can still hear you clearly.
And since my side's the one that's recording anyway, it shouldn't matter. So I think let's leave it at this. I'd like to close arguments between Mac and Windows with this comment, and that is that it's a personal preference. You can choose whichever one you want, and there will always be people to argue both sides. But it really boils down to a personal preference. So,
okay. And if you want, leave any comments. I'll be there.
Yeah, no, I got
I'll
it.
I'll be there
I got
to
it.
Respond to anything.
I do the comments announcement, because
okay.
I'm the one that wants the comments. All right. So, let me leave you with some Hapa. They're a Hawaiian band. So this is Ka Uluwehi O Ke Kai. Feel free to post any comments in the podcasting section of everythingdigital.tk. And again, get there by clicking the podcast logo beneath the large picture. I think I've said that too many times. It would be obvious by now. Or you can call our new voicemail phone line at 1-484-770-669 and leave an audio comment. And so far I haven't gotten any, so I urge you, all you need is a phone, just dial that number and leave an audio comment, and it could be played in the next show. So that's all I have for today, and see you on the next podcast.
Not gonna end with any music? Hello? Are you gonna end?
Yeah. You're still on the air here, so you gotta wait for the music to finish and then we can talk.
Oh, there's music going on? I can't hear it.
Oh, alright. Oh.